We are joined by Justin Dunk from Three Down Nation. Dunk, how are you today? Do we have Justin there?
Oh, hey, guys. You got me now?
Yeah, got you now. How are you doing?
Good. You guys?
Doing well. We had a conversation earlier about what we can do to kind of fix the CFL a little bit, and basically came to the conclusion that everyone just needs to be able to get drunk for really cheap at the game. So if you could just pass that off.
That's a pretty good idea, boys. Pass it along.
Right? Like, I don't see a lot of pushback from the fans, if nothing else.
No, man, for sure. Free beer, that'll get people out. That's a great idea. That's what the Jays used to do with their Toonie Tuesdays, although there was brawls in the 500 section. You at least had the millennials there, even though they were fighting.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I went to a Jays game and enjoyed myself for $12 one time, and it happened.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the CFL in the news a little bit lately. The hub city situation is starting to creep up now with the CFL, with apparently Winnipeg as the front runner. What's the latest with the hub city situation?
So nothing has been decided, and that is given proof by the Winnipeg mayor, Brian Bowman, providing a statement to me saying that he hasn't even had any discussions with the CFL on potentially being a hub. Does the CFL maybe want to go there? Yes, it's on the table, along with potentially Burlington and Hamilton and potentially some other areas as well. The Red Blacks president, Mark Doughty, has even said that they might consider putting Ottawa into the mix. But we're nowhere near an actual decision on where that's going to happen, because the discussions still have to happen with the levels of government at the municipal level and even the provincial level, wherever they might actually look to play. And oh, by the way, before we even get there, we need to have agreement between the league and the players, and then the league is going to have to actually decide, are we going to go ahead and do this? And it sounds like there might need to be some federal money, or government money I should say, maybe federally or provincially, to actually get to that point where it really seems like it could happen. There's a high amount of want to, it's just a lot of red tape to go through.
Is it one of those situations where it's hub city or bust, or is this just one of the possibilities for getting the CFL up and running this year?
It depends who you talk to and on the day, right? And if you look at, obviously, yeah, the Western provinces, they've been much better in terms of the case counts getting lower. It really doesn't exist for the most part in Manitoba and Saskatchewan because they've done such a good job there, and they're spaced out. They're a little more rural there. So the longer the sort of CFL waits, there's this thought process of, oh, well, you know, maybe we'll start in a hub city, but by the time the end of the season comes, maybe we can actually have fans at the stadiums. Or there's even a thought of, well, if we wait it out to the maximum, which I would say would probably be the start of October in terms of when you're going to play games, because then you could get in 8 games and play your Grey Cup in December, then maybe you could have that limited number of socially distanced fans in the stands, and the CFL could be bringing in revenue that way. So I still think there's a lot on the table here.
In terms of, like you said, there's a lot to get through before we get to a potential hub city, and getting the CFL and the CFL to PA to agree to almost literally anything is a bit of a challenge at times. But if we do get to this hub city thing, how would a schedule work? Like, there's a lot that goes into the weekly preparation for a football game, and teams are kind of used to not having a full 6 or 7 days to get ready for games anyway, based on how the CFL schedule is. But having 9 teams practicing in the same spot seems tricky.
Yeah, it's tricky, but I still think it's possible, especially when you look at Winnipeg. If the players could stay on campus there at the University of Manitoba, there are multiple fields available. There's multiple dressing rooms there. So I think they actually could do it. You would just have to be very careful with how you schedule everything. And I think the same could be said with Hamilton, Burlington. There's a number of universities that won't be playing football in the fall, and you could use those fields as the bases for the CFL team.
Chatting here with Justin Dunk of Three Down Nation on Sportsnet 960 The Fan with Peter Klein and Logan Gordon. Logan?
JD, how are you, brother?
I'm doing well. What about you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just curious. We kind of did a little bit of a review of what Randy Ambrosi's done well over the last little while of his tenure here, and it kind of seems like this has been a down spot for him, whether it was the meeting with the federal government or just communication with the CFLPA. How has the relationship between the two gone so far for the commissioner as far as the PA and him are concerned?
It's been pretty testy, and at times the PA has obviously been outspoken. He's been called out once by Brian Ramsey specifically and a number of other players on social media. So I really get the sense that there is some distrust there between Ambrosi and the player. You know, he came in saying that he had worked with the PA and that he was a former player and he wants the players to be partners, but he's never really made them feel like they're an actual partner in the league, when in reality, those are the people that everyone pays their tickets to go see, right? They're paying to go see Will Levi Mitchell throw touchdowns and not watch Randy Ambrosi pace up and down the sideline. So I think he really needs to fix that relationship. And overall, it even goes beyond the players. There's a lot of people throughout the league, coaches, front office people, execs, that are really not happy with the job that Ambrosi has done. Yes, no commissioner has ever had to go through and navigate a pandemic, but it's just the leadership that has been lacking. That's what a lot of people are saying around the league.
Just, and I don't know if you would know the answer to this question off the top of your head or not. Is there enough money for the CFL with their TV contract with TSN to financially push to having a season to even try to get a condensed one? Is there enough money in them for it financially to, you know, cover expenses and do all the sort of things that would go into having a shortened season?
Well, essentially, the TSN TV contract would cover the player's prorated salary. So let's say the players are going to get, you know, half of the salary cap. So you cut it down to be somewhere around $2.6 million if it was for half a season. A TSN contract would essentially cover that. It's all of the other expenses that you're going to have, let's say, testing and potentially putting players up in hotels and feeding them. It's how do you find that money to do it? Now, you can look at it differently, too. You could say, oh, well, the TSN contract is going to cover all that, and they got to find a way to cover the players' salaries. And it seems like that's maybe how the league office is going to approach it, in terms of saying, look, we've got all our costs covered to do this if they go to the government and ask for money again, and say, we just need to cover our players' salaries, just like the government has covered other salaries for businesses in Canada that have gone through this pandemic. So I think it's possible. From what I've heard, it's marginally better on the accounting spreadsheet if they play. And I think that would also help out the seats, so that if you can stay on the field and stay in the news cycle, that's going to net you more money in the future and not make it as big of a hole to come out of the pandemic.
Chatting with Justin Dunk from Three Down Nation here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. There's a lot of projecting that goes into this next one, but with the coronavirus at a different stage down south than it is up here in Canada, the NFL might have to do a lot of traveling, which could lead to a few issues. There could potentially be a big window in the CFL or for the CFL in the American sports calendar. How much, if any, consideration is given to that? If there isn't a whole lot going on sports-wise, the CFL can maybe nestle their way into a few extra homes.
Well, there's going to be some consideration given to it, but it's still going to come down to money. I think ideally, if you're the CFL, yes, the potential of playing your season without the NBA and the NHL potentially like draping over you is definitely appealing, but it's all going to come down to the money as to whether or not the CFL believes it's risky enough to play. Because we've got to remember, if the CFL plays, there's still no guarantee you get to the end of the regular season with COVID-19. Everything's so uncertain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you're trying to predict for a thing that no one even knew existed 6 months ago. I can't imagine some of the discussions that are going on with the CFL and the CFLPA. And like you said, there's a lot of boxes that need to get checked. You said October would be the latest that you could see games starting and for them to get any kind of a season in. At what point do we need to be working towards that? Like, is there a drop dead? We need an announcement by this date or something along those lines?
Yeah, that's essentially kind of what I was getting at earlier, is that the latest I think you could really get going, and that would mean you have to play games, is October. So that means you have to be mobilized. You have to have obviously some semblance of a training camp, get all the guys here to quarantine potentially from the States and be ready to go. October seems like sort of the latest that you could get in 8 games and then have your playoffs, you know, end of November or December.
Justin, does the federal government giving some exemptions to the Toronto Blue Jays as far as a training camp and a potentially playing regular seasons there, does that give the CFL some hope that they might get a similar exemption to bring American players back up for the season?
I definitely think so. If you look at what they've done for the Jays, they've essentially waived that whole period and saying, hey, come up and start playing ball. So I'm sure there has been made assurances made, I should say, behind the scenes that if the players come up here, they need to make sure they stay within the confines of that setup there in downtown Toronto. So if that's been made for Major League Baseball and potentially the NFL or NHL, as you said, excuse me, I could see the CFL making the same argument.
And just to clarify, I know there's been some discussion on this, mainly over Twitter over the last few days here with, you know, financial security coming up. The idea of the CFL ever being a secondary league to the NFL and sort of a partnership or a developmental league is laughable at best, right?
Yeah, man. To be honest, that is good for talk show fodder, and I understand why people would go that direction, but there is just nothing tied to that at all. It's never been connected in any way, and the CFL wouldn't want to be seen as sort of the developmental league for the NFL, because then in a lot more people's eyes than it already is, it kind of looks like it's second rate, which it's not. It's a totally different game, and they don't even play the same game as it is. So if you're the NFL, why would you have the CFL as a developmental league that plays three downs, bigger fields, all of the nuances that we know about? It just wouldn't make any sense. It would be like baseball and NHL have their minor leagues or their minor league affiliates. Well, they don't play in bigger hockey rinks, or they don't play a different style of baseball. So it never had any traction to it.
Just a couple more with Justin Dunk from Three Down Nation here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. We've gone through a few different scenarios here. If you were a betting man, what would you say the chances are that we do have some CFL football this year?
Oh, man, I've been asked this question so much, and I'm not a gambler, really. I'm not a doctor. I do think as the days have gone by here this week especially, the chances in my mind have improved, but I was pegging it at about 20% maybe at the start of the week. So now we may be up to 25, I would say, just because there seems to be some building optimism and some real financial numbers that are potentially coming together to actually get these teams on the field. But I still think it's a way better chance than not that the league doesn't play in 2020.
That would fall under the "so you're saying there's a chance" category then. Got it. Yeah, exactly. So shifting gears a little bit, the Washington professional football team's name has come back into discussion, and that brings the Edmonton professional football team's name into the discussion once again. Edmonton releasing a statement saying that they've done a study, but they're going to continue to dive into this. Are you aware of any pressure from any external forces? Because that's what got Washington moving. Are you aware of any pressure from external forces to change the name up in Edmonton?
Yeah, well, there's external pressure from our territories, let's say in the north. None of it. The MP there, the young MP, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but she had said that, hey, look, this is not all right, essentially. We had a piece on it on Three Down Nation about her comments when that was brought about, that they're not all right with it. So even though the Edmonton Eskimos are staying steadfast to that name, if the Washington football team is going about it in this day and age, then I think Edmonton needs to get on that train and do it. It's not that big of a deal. You can still associate the history with the team, keep the logo the same. It's real easy. Do essentially what the Washington club is doing. Put out some ideas for names. It just needs to be an E. A lot of people have said Edmonton Empire. That works just fine. Switch it, move on, and you don't have to have the discussion anymore and have people hating the league or the team.
And last one for you. We've had a number of different leagues kind of shut down over the last little bit. It doesn't appear like there's a lot of hope for a youth sport football season. How are teams preparing for a draft where we're not going to have a lot of football to watch?
Well, we're going to have to find out here. The RSCQ is trying to play, and it looks like the NCAA does want to play as well. But they're going to have to look at film either from last season, or some of these guys might end up playing junior football, or, you know, a guy to keep an eye on in your backyard, Dean Leonard there, a guy that's at the University of Calgary, a Calgary native, has multiple NCAA offers. So these kids that are in their draft year are going to look for other options to go and at least get some kind of film to give to the scouts.
Dunk, this was awesome, man. Always, first of all, always enjoy your work. Three Down Nation, the best at covering the CFL that there is. So always love having you on, man. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.